You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know what I'm doing, Willard said. I'll be honest with you. I haven't talked to my agent. Haven't talked to my wife. And we bring in Chris Knocke, part of that Hall of Fame broadcast crew at the University of Maryland. And now that it's official, your initial reaction, Coach, you're about as close to it as anybody I know.
First of all, Doc, it is always a great day when I get a chance to hang with you, my friend. I don't know where to start with this. I mean, it just, over the last 10 days, all of it feels calculated and orchestrated and... on the one hand, Doc, I was actually in the press room when he said that about, you know, I'm just going through it. I haven't talked to my agent, haven't talked to my wife, my family. And then, you know, I get on the planes going to Seattle and going to San Francisco and coming home from San Francisco. And his wife and kids were there the whole time. I mean, it sort of defies logic to think that it wasn't discussed at all in the hotel room.
Right.
It was so poorly handled by him. And the worst part about it, Doc, is, to me, the program hadn't been to a Sweet 16 in 10 years. And this is an opportunity, this is when this group should be dancing in the streets. When you win two games in Seattle, you're also the Derek Queen thing, you're the most talked about program in the country for that. Because of the way that game ended, because of Queen, you know, this personality, and he stole that. He stole that. I don't know any other way to put it. He stole that. And that's really infuriating when you think about it, when you think about it like that. A program that is used to a level of success finally gets back there, and he deserves some props for being a huge part of that, no question about it. But at the end of the day, runs away like a thief in the night, really. He took that away from Maryland fans, and for that, I mean, it's hard to look at it any other way for me.
The AD deal with Damon Evans, how do we put all of this stuff together? In one day, the announcement I thought was positive. He put a light on it. Not like we hadn't heard some of this before, but I still think the job itself, it's quite appealing. I mean, you've been on that bench. You've done this. Is this job as appealing from the inside for those on the outside?
100%. It's a great job in a great conference. You're compensated handsomely. You have resources that a lot of programs dream about. You also have a brand new practice facility that'll open this summer. It's a great, great job. But back to Damon and that departure and the fact that Willard announced that departure, Doc, the last couple of weeks were simply a public airing of the grievances, so that when he left, and it was inevitable that he was leaving, when he left, he had already said, he was the guy who announced Damon's departure. That wasn't an SMU press release. Damon did that, or Willard did that the day before SMU even mentioned it. So the fact that he did it and he broke that news, again, I just going back to my initial gut that it was a calculated thing, poorly handled, poorly executed, and, just really disingenuous to me.
Moving forward right now, and we've had the lines open, and we've been feeling some requests on this. I don't think is there a perfect fit? Is there someone that you're leaning towards? I mean, you're about as close to this as anybody I know.
There's a part of me that kind of wishes that they would simply elevate one of Willard's, like David Cox, who was his top assistant. That way, and this may be foolish, but that way you may have a chance of keeping the two guards that you really want to keep as sort of the focal point of next year's team. But I don't know that would be a lock. Again, Doc, there will not be a shortage of candidates. There will be sitting Division I Power 5 head coaches that would really want to get involved with this job. Now, they'll want to do it quietly, and they'll want to do it, they won't want to do it, air anything publicly, but you'll see a lot of interest, and word always gets out who's interested and who they're talking to. And my guess is that there'll be some really qualified guys that they bring in as candidates. I just hope it happens quickly, because every day that you're coachless, the portal is one of those things you want to get a handle on and really understand who's out there, how they benefit you, and that sort of thing. And that's absolutely critical.
Yeah, you lose your bigs, you lose a guard. I mean, so this is the way this thing, this shuffle is going. And I think some coaches, and rightfully so, think it's a little odd that we can't push some of this back in this portal until maybe the tournament ends. Would that be so crazy?
It's not odd. It's stupid. it's like NFL starting free agency before week 17. Right? I mean, isn't it kind of the same thing where it makes no sense whatsoever? I have no idea who made the decision or why it was made or what the justification is. The coaches, National Association of Basketball Coaches, the guys who put together rules for things like this, they just have to be more involved in this situation where this doesn't happen. It's lunacy. It completely handicaps the teams that are remaining and that do play. It makes no sense on any level to me.
Well, of course, it's a major item of interest. You don't have an athletic director, and that's important, Coach, to be able to get.
Yeah, Doc, I agree, but I think in this situation, the coach, and this is asked backwards, but I think that the coach will be hired well before the AD, and I think I think the way I read it is, they had already gone to a search firm or developed a committee on the AD search, and I think they redirected that group to get on this coaching thing immediately. I think everybody understands the urgency to get this filled. That's my understanding. I could be wrong.
Both programs, men's and women's, in the Sweet 16, and you're right. You talk about blowing the moment to being able to use this as a launch pad as opposed to, like a collapse. It really couldn't have been worse timing.
Yeah, and that's, to me, you strive. I think anybody who's ever played in sports, Doc, will tell you that, it's harder to stay on the mountaintop, but you got to get there first. You got to get there somehow, some way. And it felt like we had made such great strides from where we were. Last year was such a dismal year. And then, to get to where we are right now with this, with this group and where this team took us over the last 2 months, it just, I have no other feeling than just sort of the moment was pissed on. I don't know how else to. I know that's really articulate, but it just
No. But you look, dude, you're so unique in this because you've been in most of these capacities. you've lived it and you feel it and you're there. And I mean, just coming back from the trip, that timing, and you're right, you're listening to this guy. I thought Sheehan did a brilliant job with him Tuesday on the air, 980. He said, are you staying? And he put the dude in the trick bag. And I knew then when Sheehan put him in it, he crossed over his dribble. The dude was just, he's like, he picked his pocket. And I thought, he's done. Yeah, he's done.
Yeah, for sure. I listened to that. I did hear it. And I love Kevin making him squirm a little bit. And ultimately, again, in retrospect, too, it just feels like, you know, he told Sheehan what he wanted to hear and left it at that, you know?
Yeah. And you know what? It is crazy. It's like this tournament, man, watching this tournament and then knowing how close you are. But that's the painful part about it. You don't win it and you're painful, but being close to it is better than it was. But this is just the beginning of what I think is going to be quite active week, man. And I just, I know for you, a guy who lived it.
And Doc, it's disappointing. I'm disappointed at the way it was handled. I'm excited about the possibility of getting somebody who's engaged and who's positive and who is respectful. You know, there is a core of Maryland fans, donors, people who live and die with this program, and those are the people I feel for as well. There are a lot of people who extend themselves beyond belief for this guy, and that whole thing is just shattered, you know. And these guys, again, it's not just the extension that they did financially. You know, there are a lot of people that have donated a lot of money. I'm talking about these are volunteers, people who just busted their ass for this guy and for this program over the last 3 years. And again, they get this as a reward for all their endeavors.
When you look at the stat and you go 10 years being out of the Sweet 16, that almost sounds impossible, but it's real.
Two of my first 3 years of doing games with Johnny, we got to the Final Four. And you start to think those things. That just happens all the time. You know, it's just what we do. It's who we are. And that's not the case, you know. And there may be a three or four teams in NCAA basketball history that are there and in that conversation every single year. But there are 365 Division I basketball teams. Those two or three that I just referenced are the exception, not the rule. And everybody else strives to be there and be in that conversation. We got there, finally got there. And our conversation, or at least our role in the conversation, was just really short-lived.
Yeah, man. I tell you, you couldn't have never predicted this. From that shot, from that buzzer beater to now, it's like you got punched drunk. Like I got kidnapped. And I think that's the worst feeling about it.
The moment got kidnapped, Doc.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, getting back to what I said, I mean, it's like you never really had the chance to enjoy being in the Sweet 16, enjoy being, you know, Maryland was the team with the hot guy, you know, with Derek Queen and all that. It was a great story, that whole, I'm from Baltimore, give me the MF ball, you know, all that
Grab
stuff.
Five.
Crap! You guys, so you had all this, and it was never allowed to percolate. It was just, you know, and that just feels like you said, kidnapping, like robbery for sure.
Yeah, Neville, you have to think for the coach.
Yeah, I do have something I wanted to ask. Do you think, you know, with him moving to Villanova now and whatever, do you think any of the problems though that he brought up as far as like NIL funding and the school kind of putting more towards football than the basketball program, you think any of that's going to change? Because they're going to hire a new athletic director and a new head coach. And if you're going to try to change the culture, I feel like this is the time to do it. Do you think that's going to happen here?
Well, Willard had been talking about this for months. He didn't talk about it as publicly as he did over the last 10 days. And I can tell you that over the course of the last 30 days, 30 to 45 days, there has been a huge uptick in NIL contributions. for Willard to use ASAP, for the basketball program to use ASAP. I don't know if those contributions came with restrictions like, hey, this is only good if Willard's the coach. My guess is they did not. So the situation got dramatically better over the last 45 days. Willard knew that. He got virtually everything he asked for is in place. Everything that he asked for is in place. And, again, it was a public airing of the grievances to sort of publicly list the reasons why he would leave when eventually he would leave. So they've checked all the boxes. Everything is there for a coach to be competitive and to be good right away. But again, you need to make that hire pretty quickly, and you just have to find somebody who's committed and who understands the process. That's all. They got all the resources they need.
A lot of names, man. Some classic names. Do you go with the old war horses, or do you go with the young blood? You have a leader in the clubhouse.
I think it depends on. Yeah, so it depends on the committee. It depends on the guy. I think there's some qualified young guys out there. I think there's some sitting Power Five guys who would be, you know, who have real experience building programs. And you're going to have to build a program here. I think the cupboard will be bare. I think you have to assume that you're only going to have a couple of guys that you're guaranteed to have, and then you got to go out and find somebody. So I don't know what they'll do, Doc. Nobody really asks for my short list, but there'll be some really powerful guys who are interested in this for sure.
Well, you've been invaluable, man. We appreciate the run you had. Unfortunately, it ends on a sour note, but man, it was spectacular. I mean, just a week ago when we were talking about this, it happens rapidly, and we didn't even really get a chance to talk about what just went down and your forecast before we let you go about what you think may happen today as the tournament continues.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Michigan State today against Auburn simply because I would like a Big Ten team to be in the Final Four. And I love Izzo. I've gotten to know Izzo pretty well over the years. I'd root hard for him. No offense to Bruce Pearl and Auburn. I think they're really entertaining. Houston's a good story. I love Kelvin Sampson. I think he's a great coach. Has never gotten his due. And I don't think there's anything wrong with a tournament going chalk, Doc. You know, I know there's been a lot of hand-wringing about that. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think there's some really powerful teams. And if I had a preference, I would root for anybody not named Duke. But that's it. That's the only real preference I got.
I got you. Hey, man. Can't thank you enough. Appreciate the hell of a season, and looks like the off season is going to equal it in terms of intensity. And if we've got you, we're going to be leaning on you. So either change your phone number right now or go into Witness Protection Program. Appreciate you,
dog. All good, Doc. All right, good, man. I'm always here for you. All right.
Thank you. Coach Inaki, man, as Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best. We go to break. Now, let's light this bad boy up. We want to know where you are on this. With Coach being out, going to Villanova, it is now a fact. So where do we go? Who do you like? What's your gut tell you? Let's light the lamp. The MGM National Listener Line. We want to thank our good friends at Rood, the Rood Guest Hotline, for providing Coach Inaki the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Let's light the lamp. We'll be right back.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
BJ on X. Maryland, get a hometown coach. You got one for football. You need one for basketball. Why do you think Duke keeps winning? Duke keeps winning because they keep their own from Duke. Stop hiring coaches from other colleges. They're going to keep leaving. Blood is thicker than water. And that is his comments. We're talking about the departure of Willard to Villanova. Who's next? Who do you want? What's the vibe? Talking Maryland basketball. JYD, welcome to the microphone.
Hey, what's up, my man?
It's all good, man.
Well, this is the way I look at the situation.
Okay.
And everybody that I've been listening to all during the week, they've been crying, oh, poor Maryland, woe is me, woe is that. Just like the guy said, Marlon Brando said in The Godfather when he smacked the guy and said, you could be a man, that's what you can be. And it's the same thing. Like in Michigan, when the guy, I forgot his name, he's a coach now, but he was going to go somewhere else, and the athletic director told him,
nobody's going to
be on that sideline but a Michigan man.
Yeah, he sent him to Arizona, told him to get out.
And the same thing, we should have been able to tell Willard when it was going down, we didn't have no backbone, nobody in the department to say, hey, nobody going to coach this game tonight. But one of your assistants, since we don't have a Maryland man or whatever, mm-hmm. but you're not going to coach it.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at it like this. I heard your man knocking on there, and I hear, you know, all these other people be calling in, the Bonesies and all these people calling in, saying all about the talent and all in this area and this and that and all that. Yes. Yes, there's talent, but it doesn't mean you're going to get it because the number one equation is money. And if you do not, and that with things going to change again as far as the IL, in fact, it's going to get even more perked up or whatever. If you don't have enough funds allocated towards IL or whatever you want to call it, to get these players that are in these portals, just like I think the guy from St. John's right there, he's transferred. I forgot his name now, but he was an All-American for them, and he's switching. He's in the portal right now, or whatever. These people, these players nowadays, they ain't all about what the Maryland name or this and this and that. They are about, if I tear my ACL, do I have $1.5 million or so of IL money in my pocket? That's what they're looking at or whatever. Mm-hmm. Can I get commercials or whatever through your program? That's what they're looking at. They ain't looking at all about the talent in the area, this and that, and how the grass is green and the cherry blossoms pop all out. They're not thinking about that. They're thinking about one thing, and that's money. It's the same thing in pro ball. The same thing. Every player is looking for the chip. If not for the chip, they're looking for that bag full of money. While you look at all that stuff that the guy Miles Garrett talked. But when it came down to it, what did he grab? He didn't grab a Super Bowl ring. He grabbed the damn bag full of money. That's the way it is. It's about the money now, pure out. And you can't say and every college has no by default but their own selves, because they, for years and years and years, so it got all the way to the Supreme Court, they could have taken care of this matter. But they didn't.
Yeah. Well,
now,
they didn't.
As far as who can Maryland get right now, I'm like you, Doc. I don't profess to know to throw what they want and who are they looking for. But I will say this though, I heard Naki say that they perhaps are thinking about getting the coach in before they get the AD in. Oh, once again, you're getting ready to do that. You're getting ready to do like all these pro teams do. They pick a coach and whatever, and then they get a general manager. Then they find out they don't know about it, get along.
Yeah, that's a tough deal. Appreciate your contribution. Going to Tim in T-Town, Maryland. Tim, what's on your mind? Terps basketball.
Good morning, Doc. I just want to get a suggestion here.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kenny Blakeney at Howard mm-hmm. University mm-hmm. is a guy they should consider to be the head coach. He is local. He is mm-hmm. in his early 50s. He coached under some really big-time names.
Mm-hmm.
I think, he's done what you can at Howard. I think mm-hmm. he needs to be looked at for Maryland's job. This guy, I believe, has a lot of connections to the D.C. and Baltimore area. And I understand you're not always going to get the local kids here, but it's a start. And I think Kenny Blakeney is the way to go for the University of Maryland.
Appreciate your contribution. What's on your mind? What are you thinking? I mean, you're going to come up with some suggestions, hometown grown, local?
I'm saying that he is got local ties,
mm-hmm.
and he's in early 50s,
mm-hmm.
and I think he has coached under some notable head coaches, and he being the head coach right now at Howard University,
mm-hmm.
He was first assistant under Lefty Driesell
mm-hmm.
at James Madison. And he also under Mike Bray at Delaware, and he mm-hmm. also served as an assistant at Seton Hall.
No experience, Chris. Experience. I mean, Tim. Experience is not a problem. The question is going to be fit and the ability to.
I believe, in my opinion, being in the Big Ten, mm-hmm. this would be a place where. Now, he may not want the job. I don't mm-hmm. say that. But mm-hmm. I think that Maryland should pursue Kenny Blakeney.
All right. We'll throw it into the hat. We asked for it. You are now delivering. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Listener Line. And who's next? Who can help Maryland get back beyond the Sweet 16? We'll be right back. No more speculation. Cat's out of the bag. Willard's with Nova. It's official. Now what's next for the Maryland Terrapins? And who do you like to see in that chair? Where can Maryland elevate itself? So back to the lines we go. And heavy metal, it's been quite interesting. What I love about this is there is passion. And it's, the fan base clearly cares. Chris in Damascus, welcome home.
Hey there, boss. But you said somebody checked all the boxes. Are you going to tell us who it is?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I figured that.
Yeah, this is group participation.
That's my man. I'll be patient. I will. Hey, look, I look at JYD was kind of closest to the way I feel. Look, Naki, you know, said all the resources. No, they don't. We don't have tech. They don't have. We don't have Texas money. We don't have Oregon money. We got some money, and so it's about the finances, about what we can afford and who fits best. I'm sure you're going to tell us later, but you know what I'm saying. It's a limited budget, and we are. It's we're not in the Big East where it's all basketball and no football. We got AD. The AD is included in that. Somebody's got to figure it all out. But we don't have all the resources. I don't know who the best fit is. Farewell to Willard. That's fine for him, you know. But this is like baseball, the way I look at it, Doc. It's not like football, hockey, and basketball where there's caps. There's no cap on this crap. So it's about the money. You agree
with
that?
Yeah, it is. And being this close to the most influential piece of real estate on the planet, we ought to be okay. It's about connections.
We ought to be okay, but that doesn't mean we have all the resources. We don't.
No,
have
I don't know who does. Who have all?
Well, I said right. Well, Texas, you know the big ones.
But the big man, we should be able to hang in. I get you. We're not oil. We're not
right,
oil.
We're not
but
oil.
We have some
exactly.
things others don't. We should not lose at the cash register to some people that we lose to.
And doesn't that go higher up, like to the AD, and then even the
Absolutely.
President who hires the AD? I mean, it's Bethard and Gibbs. You know, you got to get both kind of sort of. You know, but Kevin Sheehan said it too about swinging big. Man, if we had Rick Pitino, what would we be saying?
Yeah, Kevin has been on point with that the whole way.
Yeah.
We have to think outside of the box and not like we're stuck up somewhere in the mountains.
And
this is big time,
talent,
man. This is a DMV. Act like it.
If you had Rick Pitino, the local talent, every damn buddy in the country, that would help a lot if you got a big name. So I kind of agree with that narrative, but we don't have all the resources. That's my point. It is about the money, like JYD is, you know. It's And then the schools got to figure it out and figure out how to do it. That's where I feel. And anyway, go Nats today. Let's put Philly out the door on a good note.
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid
you guys
that.
Working live and local this morning.
Appreciate
right,
that, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It is crazy. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And town hall style, what do we need to do at the University of Maryland? This basketball dilemma. The good news is that you're coming off the best season you had in a decade. There's fire. There's momentum. Personally, I want to move forward. I think it's going to be refreshing because this last week and what this guy has represented himself as, that I'm delighted to move forward. But then where do we go? And then how do we react to this? As a community, speaking as a Terp dad, I'm like, you know, we got to figure out a plan and execute. But it is a little bit ass backwards. I get it, AD not being out, and that's why we take it to the people. What say you? What's the direction you feel comfortable with? We know there's some local candidates. There's some guys that have played at the University of Maryland. There's some worthy candidates. But I want to hear it from you. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And then we can come to some – not that we're going to settle it today – the Wizard will join us at the top of the hour. Can't wait to get what he would think about it. You know, this is not like an easy thing. This doesn't mean because you average 20 points a game, you'd be a good coach. It's a whole different ball game in coaching and building a program and then being able to recruit. And you do need resources. Good to hear Coach. It's good to hear Coach Coach Naki mention that the arena was going to be they have a new practice facility. That's awesome. It really is. Who we got on one, Metal?
Got Rick and Laurel.
Richard, welcome home.
Morning time. How's it going, Doctor?
It's interesting right now. I expected more feedback. I thought it'd be more of a beehive about this issue. We got a guy that sounded weak on his way out. It's official, it's announced that he's out, and it's kind of like a lukewarm response. Right now, I'm a little disappointed in what I thought we had a very, very strong hoops response. But again, it's early. So what say you, Rick?
Look here, man. Look here. Like one of the callers said, you look in your backyard, and we got one right here, the perfect coach. And you know him, Doc. I changed his name to the Skyscraper. You got to get G from the shop. Put him as the coach for Maryland. We going to get it done. You put G there. That's all I got to say, baby. Put G there.
You know, I'm not saying that G couldn't do the job. G might be perfect for the job. I don't know if G going to pass the requirements from the region. The Board of Regents will have to evaluate his lifestyle. They'd have to have some intimate dialogue with him. I'm not certain he'd be able to get through that one. But I get you. If you're talking about just X's and O's and ball, I'm with you. You know, I get it's in the water. But see, y'all clowning. I'm serious.
No, I'm serious.
We got to make our contribution.
If Trump can win the White House twice, come on, man. G can make this. I'm telling you, man.
I don't think G would take it. I think it would expose him as too public. You know, it's way too public for his operation. I'm not certain that he would take that. But y'all, look, man, I'm never going to be down on humor. Sometimes we need to laugh because that stops you from crying. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Situation here, what should the next step be for the University of Maryland, the basketball program? Need your feedback. We'll be right back. Call to Arms. The MGM National Listener Line number is 1-800-636-1067. Town Hall style. Kevin Willard is gone to Villanova. It's official. Now what do we do here? Looking for options. What say you? People do have a voice in this, but speak loud and come correct. And let's see what we can come up with. Landover Hills is our first stop. Let's go to Mark. Mark, welcome to Overtime.
Thank you, Doc, for taking my call, buddy. Been too long since I talked to you last.
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy, it's pretty simple. It's like this. This is the way I see it. There was a gentleman in the early 80s that didn't have any real experience. And when he was first hired, people were really questioning it, and they didn't win their first game. And you know who I'm talking about. The Maryland Terrapins need to do the same thing. Hire somebody that has the right attitude, and it should be a local person or an alumni or somebody close to the area. Give them a chance, position them well, and give them the stuff that they need to attract people in this new day and age that we are always talking about, and they will have success. And the gentleman I was referring to was Mr. Joe Jackson Gibbs. You would know better about that than I, Doc, but you know what I mean. He was an assistant to Mr. John Madden, and Madden tried to fire him, and Joe told him, you can't fire me, I'm a volunteer. So if you give people a chance and surround them with good people, they will have success. And, Doc, I'll get off here because shout out to Heavy Metal. He said you guys are really busy. And
yeah, Doc, we're jamming. But I appreciate the contribution. I asked for help. You reached out, and you guys are coming in on it. And Joe was with Don Coryell in San Diego, and he was the OC. So, he's not like he was anonymous. He had skills. But do appreciate that. Awesome. Bob in the District of Columbia.
Hey, what's up, Doc? Man.
Hey, man, we're just trying to solve a problem, man. We're calling this aid.
I got the perfect candidate. It's crazy because it fits with the last caller just said. Nolan Smith, he a local guy. He's a young guy. He played at Duke under Coach K. He won championship at Duke, was an All-American there. He coached under Coach K at Duke. won a championship there. He's now assistant. He was an assistant at Villanova. I mean, at Louisville. He's now assistant at Memphis. He's a local dude. You want to start? We want to put that stopgap and stop having so much top talent leave this area. He's a guy who I know for a fact would be that stopgap right there. He's still connected with all the local alumni who've done great things. He's a coach for USA Basketball. I mean, his resume is impeccable, but he's on his coaching room, he hasn't gotten that big job yet. It'd be perfect to get a guy like Nolan Smith in running the gym down in College Park.
I like that. All right. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate that. That we asked for it and y'all delivering. Love that.
Yep.
Steve in Silver Spring, what say you? Steve going
hey, Doc,
once.
Pleasure to talk
yes,
to you.
Sir. Steve, you with us?
Hey, Doc. Pleasure to talk to you.
We're trying to
you,
solve
Doc.
An issue, okay?
Yeah, I got one, Doc. How about our guy from BMO, Sam Cassell? It's very obvious to me that he's not going to get a head coaching job in the NBA. He's been on the NBA sideline for 17 years now. Keep getting overlooked through interviews. Guys that never coached get first-year jobs, get good jobs. And Sam can't get a look. Well, Sam is from Baltimore, not the DMV, but Baltimore. He still is very active in the community out there. I see him every summer in Vegas at the NBA Summer League. You know, so I would throw Sam's name in there, Doc, if he was willing to take the job. But I would throw him in there.
Well, that's what we asked for, and now you're delivering.
So you're
talking town hall style, man. We want who you think would be viable candidates to help elevate this program from Sweet 16 status from where they are and elevate and move forward and check some boxes. We need somebody that we can call our very own. Mitchell in New Jersey.
How you doing, Doc?
Hey, Mitch. Trying to help. It's like a help center today. We want to make sure we put our 2 cents in and try to help solve a problem.
Well, maybe it might be only good for 1 cent. You know the cause of inflation. Deflates a lot of things. It's not like the good old days, like my father used to say. I'm hoping they get a coach that's up and coming. Not I don't want to get a young guy. And we got to recruit better. But what is Willard thinking he's called? Villanova has been good in quite a while. They had a great coach. And I don't think the talent is staying in that area. I think he made a mistake. They got to recruit better. It must be, I guess he went for more money. It's been a long time since the man's been really good. I remember Len Bias, God rest his soul. But they had to recruit better. Now it's the Big Ten. Now you have to really think where these schools are because, you know, they're Cal. Stanford, that's ACC territory. Hey, Doc, thanks. Sorry if I've given you a hard time. Thanks for taking my call.
You never give me a hard time, Mitchell. Your time is all good. And
thanks,
you never have to apologize for that. Appreciate you. Yeah, can you believe that? We're going out to Rockville, Maryland. Tom, thanks for helping out, man. We're trying to help the program out. Who should be next on the sidelines?
I know I'm coming in a little bit late, but, I mean, how much conversation we had about Dwayne Simpkins. You know, he's a guy who has lots of local ties. Mm-hmm. He's only 50 years old. He's coaching at American, gets them into the tournament. I think he might be a guy that we could bring in who could take this program to the next level on a long-term basis.
Yeah, Simp is it's good people, man, and his name has been mentioned in this, and that's what we want to do, get the feel from the people as to we think would be viable candidates. Obviously, they don't have an AD, but I think people thrown out, we've had a number of people. As a matter of fact, no one's mentioned the same person yet, which is interesting. So we've had a good variance of candidates. We got Harold in the District of Columbia.
Hey, Doc, man, I'm gonna go second chance opportunity. I'm gonna go homegrown, and I'm gonna go champion all in one fell swoop, man. I'm gonna say give Juan Dixon a second chance.
Okay, Juan Dixon. Okay.
He had a little hiccup at Coppin State, but if he gonna come home, maybe he'll come home and do it right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. Hey, look, we asked for it. You're delivering. That's what we wanted. First of all, you care enough to contribute to it. The worst thing could have happened was deadlines where people don't give a hoot. I think the consensus so far, people say, Kevin, let the door hit you and move forward. And now there'll be generating a little bit of excitement from it. The Wizard himself would join us top of the hour. And that will be interesting as well. I'm happy the fact that you're showing some care, because I was questioning it for a minute. No doubt about it. Terrapins matter. And if we have to fill that void right here on overtime, we'll take a shot at it. Going to break, top of the hour, the Wizard, Walt Williams, will join us right here on Overtime.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.